Yeah, you bet. If you're familiar with the JC Park, just behind the children's school over there on the northeast part of town, we were fortunate enough to get our pickleball courts, outdoor courts established this morning. So we're really excited. Kind of brings a new kind of a new sport to the area. A lot of people play at the Y indoors, and there's been kind of a big request or big following for outdoor pickleball courts. And a project got started to be about a year ago, actually, with the Community Projects Foundation. With their local golf outing, they kind of pick an organization, a sponsor that they want to, provide those funds to see something that you can visually see in the community and utilize. And Park District was fortunate enough to get those funds from that outing. And then we were also lucky enough, another local organization through like the Looser Flake wanted to match those funds as well. So how could we, besides pickleball courts, how could we beef up that park that needs a lot of attention? So we were able to get both of those together. The park, we kind of came up with the last part of those funds as well. We were able to get new swings for everything, got the new swing sets painted. We're actually moving the fencing around as well because it was a little dangerous for swinging into the fence area. So between that, the new pickleball courts, we were able to get a couple benches as well to put between the new basketball court and the pickleball courts we put in. We're in the process right now of getting all new basketball hoops as well. So brackets are being made. We have the hoops themselves, but actually just waiting on the brackets to get finished up. So between the whole project, like I said, we'll have two courts, about 5 feet between both courts there. The nets are up. They are ready to use. The basketball hoops are in progress right now. So we'll have six new basketball hoops, two new pickleball courts, six new swings, two of them for younger children, and be moving that fence around and shifting it so you can utilize that play area a little bit more.
All right, so we segue then from the JC Park with the improvement there. Can you kind of give us an update of the new baseball diamond project at Northside?
Yeah, absolutely. So this kind of been an ongoing one in the community for us. A lot of work's been done on it, but we have a long ways to go on it still. I think the best thing for this fall, getting grass established is kind of the foundation of the park there. So last fall it was seeded and fertilized. We had to let that sit for this summer, and we're coming back to overseed and fertilize again for this fall. So that should be completed here over the next month. And then once we have that, we're going to be meeting here over the next couple of weeks and getting those next steps from our budget for infield fencing, and then lastly dugouts, and see what the future looks like for lights. But for right now, we got to establish that grass, get a good play surface area, and then next phases over the next year will be that infield and fencing.
So you may be able to have some practices on that facility, but it probably will be a couple of years before actual competitive games can be played on the site.
Yeah, that would be our goal. If we can get a facility for next year in the summertime, or even next fall, if we can at least have kids utilizing that area, knowing it is a phased project, and as funds are limited as they come in, as long as we can start practicing and using that facility, that would be, I think, our goal for 2023 at least.